the Public News Service DOI newscast, October the 31st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. While U.S. laws protect workers' rights to form unions, corporations spend hundreds of millions annually to discourage them from doing so. Under current law, corporations are able to get tax breaks for some of this activity.
Bills currently in both houses of Congress would make this much more difficult. In North Carolina, the Communications Workers of America has reported telecommunications company Xeris to the National Labor Relations Board for its anti-union activities. Elena Lopez with the CWA calls Xeris's actions the most egregious examples of union busting.
They've actively, unlawfully fired union supporters. As soon as folks were trying to get recognition, they spied on employees, interrogated them about their union activities, and threatened to eliminate their jobs if the workers organized.
Lopez stresses that not only are anti-union activities illegal, but they create an unequal playing field. Xeris denies the CWA charges, and the NLRB investigation is still pending. I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
Now from CBS News, House Republicans want to pay for emergency aid to Israel by cutting funding to the IRS, teeing up a collision with the White House and the Democratic-controlled Senate over how to support a key U.S. ally. The House GOP released the $14.3 billion standalone measure Monday. It would pay for aid to Israel by cutting the same amount in funding allocated to the IRS. CBS notes the Republican bill does set up a battle over support for Israel, which Biden and Democrats in the Senate wanting to pair with aid for Ukraine, which some House Republicans oppose. And Tropical Storm Tammy sprang back to life over the weekend, sending spooky fears of high winds for trick-or-treaters along the eastern seaboard.
Despite Tammy being the only tropical storm on the U.S. radars, meteorologists at Climate Central find climate extremes increasing and warming October overnight temperatures in 216 U.S. cities since 1970. Climate Central forecaster Laura Casey says a wet October 31st is also more common with the warming. Columbus, Ohio had a record high temperature of 88 degrees on Halloween 2016.
Well, warmer air holds more moisture, and when we have more moisture in the atmosphere to be wrung out, we get these heavier rains. We're seeing heavier precipitation events, and they're coming more often.
Hurricane Helga was known as the Great Halloween Hurricane of 2019 as it slammed Florida on Halloween night. Helga sustained 100 miles per hour winds with 120 miles per hour gusts upon landfall. Power remained out until November 3rd, and many trees also suffered major damage. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Climate Central has a Halloween extreme temperature checker, and major cities like Cleveland show a 4-degree fluctuation with temperatures from 20 to 80 degrees on October 31st within the last 30 years. This is Public News Service. Today is the final day of Breast Cancer Awareness Month in the wake of a recent study showing an increase in the incidence of cancer at younger ages. The Brem Foundation announced a new online resource to help women assess their cancer risk.
The study published in August in JAMA Network Open found from 2010 to 2019, the incidence of early onset cancer increased in women mainly because of cancers of the uterus and breast. The Brem Foundation has released a new online tool called CheckMate, a quiz to help women assess their breast cancer risk and determine if they should seek additional screening. Dr. Rachel Brem at the foundation says many women may underestimate their risk for breast cancer.
We know that the average age of breast cancer is significantly decreased. So that we really have to get this interactive, easy, quick tool into the hands of everybody, including younger women, because the incidence of breast cancer is happening in younger and younger women.
Find out your risk factors and take the assessment at breastquiz.bremfoundation.org. Brett Pivoteau reporting.
And cuts to municipal government and schools and the loss of control to make local budget decisions are being warned amid efforts to eliminate property taxes in North Dakota.
Petitions are being circulated to get the issue on the 2024 ballot, asking voters to do away with property taxes by way of a constitutional amendment. Nick Archuleta of the Teachers Union North Dakota United says the state would have to replace around $1.5 billion in lost funding, some of which includes money for schools. He says not only does it make it harder to address teacher shortages, but the legislature would have to play favorites.
The smaller school districts across the state would be at a disadvantage in going to the legislature for capital improvements like new schools.
But leaders behind the petition say political subdivisions would still have flexibility to raise revenue through moves like fee hikes. I'm Mike Moen.
And finally, from our Alex Gonzalez, Arizonans who transition to cleaner electric-powered lawn and garden equipment can mitigate the noise as well as harmful fumes produced from gas-powered tools.
A new report shows in 2020, gas-powered lawn and gardening tools in the U.S. release more than 30 million tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Diane Brown, executive director of the Arizona PERG Education Fund, says Arizona alone emitted an estimated 330 tons of fine particulates into the air. She says to put that into perspective, that amount is equivalent to the pollution from over 3.5 million cars.
Arizona households and commercial entities can whack away at air pollution by switching to electric lawn equipment that is capable, affordable, cleaner, quieter, and readily available.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.